All right, it's the run now. It's Monday, April 27th. I finally got a new computer, so I'm back in charge.
Wow, did Pete come through?
I mean, yeah, he comes through 2 weeks. He's 2 weeks later. Like, why my unboxing, which I go spend 4 hours in ruin every night, and he can't get internet. So it's like,
trying to take you down.
Like, we do it on Instagram, and we just couldn't even do it. Like, we had to shut down the whole stream. He just does not care about me or anything. Like, I know there's a way to get internet. I just know there is. He doesn't care.
Fuck! What the fuck, Pete?
How? I'm not defending him, but for devil's advocate's sake, the issue is our old office has no internet.
Right.
Because why would we pay for internet if we're not there? So how would we go about getting internet?
Hey, now he's getting it, but it's on a wait, right? So he's too busy taking pictures of himself as his dog and doing the horse, right? Because he thinks he's content now.
Well, it's really hard right now in the middle of Corona to like get someone to come set up.
No, it
That's
isn't.
My point. Is like what?
No,
what,
it isn't.
Why not?
Because he's a content guy. So let's put it this way. If one of us is like, hey, we need internet to do this, we could find a stoolie. A Verizon guy's like, I'll get on that and get that done like now.
That might be true.
No, it is true, but Pete doesn't care.
So you're saying like it would you're admitting though that it would have to be like some workaround.
I'm admitting this. It's not a one phone call. So it's not like, oh, they said a month, it'll be in a month. It's
That's
somebody
right.
who like, it's like, hey, he's the founder of the company. I'm going to go above and beyond, which he never has done, not once for me, that he could get it done. 100%.
Okay, that's a fair point. I just know if I had to deal with the cable companies, like everyone's dealt with cable companies.
Right, right.
They're the worst.
Totally. Yeah. So his answer is, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'll just.
Is Woosa?
What's that?
Do you got like Bad Boys? And he would go, Woosa.
Get out of here, Pete.
But let me put it this way. Like. And it's shame on me. I guess I'm doing so much. I should do it myself. But if my cable TV broke or my internet broke in my house here in the apartment, I would have it fixed by sundown. Like, yeah. I would put every call out. He just doesn't care. He's too busy. Look, I'm fat and I have a new dog.
But no. I did fix the.
None of that's true.
None of that's true. I fixed the windows. I'm not their bitch.
I don't want him. Don't say the horse thing, because the horse racing thing. He went into the office on Saturday to help me set up that we had to do the Bud Light ad.
He would never do that for me.
Ever. I think he would have.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, I think he would have.
Here to do this, he would do it.
No, he wouldn't. He doesn't. And how can you not know? Listen, that unboxing that I had to shut down the internet for. That wasn't the first one I did at the new office. That wasn't the second one I did at the new office. That wasn't the third one. Every time it doesn't work. It's like, and his answer is, I called. Like, I called and they'll be all right, fine. I'll just,
He's just fat and he's got a dog now.
Yeah, right. He's fat and dog. Like, what does he do all day? Nothing. A lot of people are doing nothing. It's like, he's doing nothing. He's just sitting there fat with his dog. That's
When's the next day that the stock market's closed? Would it be Memorial Day? Would be the next one? Everyone better be ready for that. Everyone be ready for that. Dave's going to fucking kill some people.
Fuck! What the fuck, Pete?
I mean,
if he has a whole day on his hands.
I mean, the last time he sent out all the mean emails was Good Friday. He had no stock market.
Yeah,
be careful.
No.
If you're someone at Barstool, you
circle
should start,
down the
start figuring out when the stock market's closed.
I would save all
he's coming.
I wouldn't do any content for the next month, and I would put it all on Monday, May 28th, or whatever the day is. Do it all day long.
You don't think there's a way if it's just like, oh, they said 2 weeks, you couldn't
There's a way if he went above and beyond. I just judge people with how I deal with them, and Pete did go above and beyond on Saturday night. He came in and made sure that all worked seamlessly.
Dave, maybe Pete doesn't have, like, you know, if you tweet something out, Dave.
He doesn't like me.
But
he has no respect for me as a human.
If Pete Overmyer tweets out, hey, I need, like, a Verizon person to go rogue and set up the internet for me, I don't think he's going to have people clamoring to do it the same way you do.
No, he would. He's content. Pete's content.
I tried.
I don't know. He's done. Pete's done a good job helping me during this. I can't speak for how he's
because
done for you.
You put him in a lot of content.
So you, maybe that's what you got to do. Maybe butter maybe some bread.
He wants to be content so bad. What was his name? He changed his name.
He changed it. Yeah.
No, it's like all dog.
People were saying he was all belly Pete because his fat fucking belly.
Because he's content. He's getting fat, like getting dog, and
fat
dying.
For content.
All dog dad Pete is his name now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's content. I'm out there dying.
Maybe what's happening, maybe he's like playing chicken with you, and until you're nice to him, he's not going to do anything nice for you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've got to start throwing him compliments.
Like, I mean to Pete.
I hate him.
I mean to Pete, but when he does something that is, like, helpful for me, I will be the first to say it. Like, he helped me big time on Saturday night.
Yeah, you guys have very good, like, he'll be on the Yak, and, like, he likes getting his name out there. So, it's like, I don't put it on the radio.
You found
Do you remember that time, I asked him to fix the doorknob, and it took a month? Like, that's Pete.
If you found out right now that just by giving him, like, a nice shout-out on the rundown, being like, Pete's a fucking great whatever position he is, and that would mean that he would do everything you need. Would you concede that?
I know. I'm like Michael Jordan. It's like I can't just change what happened. It's like what's happening is happening. It's like, yeah, you can change your attitude later, but it is what it is.
But Michael Jordan, last night in the documentary, you got to stand up with Scottie Pippen and make Scottie Pippen feel strong. I'm Michael Jordan. I made Pete feel strong.
Yeah,
I didn't watch the documentary. I was watching I got caught up in Homeland and couldn't turn it off.
How was that?
Homeland, I'll go to my grave. I think the first season of Homeland is the best season of any show ever. Okay. And then I watched the first couple because I loved it, and then it started getting wacky, and I kind of stopped. So I haven't seen it in years, and they did a marathon. It's the final. It's the series finale ever.
Right. So, but you picked up what? Like, you didn't see the middle seasons, but you picked up the last season?
Yes. Awesome. And it was awesome. Is it as good as one? No, but you don't have to know. You don't have to know like whatever went on in the middle, and you're in it. You know exactly what's happening. It's very good.
So they just kind of cut out the middle shit that nobody
likes. It's straight back to just like
counterterrorism
shit, and there's no like love interest. It's just straight like
is the kid
counterterrorism.
Dana was the worst.
No. It literally every episode is 100%. Like terrorist plotting and counter plotting, and it's very good
at its best. It can't be topped.
Yeah. So I didn't know it was a marathon, and I was sitting on my couch at like 2, watched the first. I'm like, that was good. And then I just watched the whole season, and a new one was on, and I couldn't turn it off. So I didn't.
I figured something was up because you can always figure something's up by your Twitter.
Yeah, well,
like your last tweet was, like a pizza review at like 1:00. I was like, oh, he probably got caught up in something.
Yeah.
I can't get it.
Yeah, Homeland. I got caught up in Homeland.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the highlights. I saw the highlights of it after, but I taped it and I'll watch it. I was going back and forth which one to do.
It's good. Anyway, it's good. MJ hates Isaiah like
yeah.
Even
I
more
well that
this
was
day.
I know.
This is Isaiah talking about the walk off.
Well, I know it's all bullshit. Whatever he says now, you know it wasn't his true actions then. You know, it's time enough to think about it.
I was gonna bring that with Kevin that the players don't like each other. That was the rivalry, and they fucking hate each other. By the way, we go do the ads.
Everyone hates Isaiah.
It's brought to you by Honey, and we all shop online, but you know, make shopping online better. Honey, so Honey basically, it's a download thing. I learned what it is. Join honey.com/rundown. It's like an add-on, so whenever you're buying something online, it'll alert you if there's coupons, a better deal, so you save money. There's 18 million members, and they've saved over $2 billion. So it's kind of a no-brainer just to put on your computer. If you buy something, you save money if it's available. joinhoney.com/rundown. Yeah, but yes, they hate Isaiah. And I didn't watch it. I just know, like, the story. But truly, not making the Dream Team because you snubbed them is, like, a little awesome. Excessive punishment.
Well, it does put into perspective when we do, like, the This League, when someone unfollows someone on Instagram. And I said this earlier, but I do think that it's the, like, oh, my God, the NBA, like, guys hate each other so much more. That's a little – like, people still hate each other in today's NBA. And, like, Isaiah and Magic fucking kissed each other before finals. Remember that? Like,
yeah.
They legit kissed each other. But Jordan keeping him off the Dream Team is an all-time petty wars
thing. And also, I mean, he was fucking awesome on the court, too. That's, like, pretty undeniable. It's very
– Who, Isaiah?
Yeah.
Oh, Isaiah is one of the best players of all time.
Right. So it's like, you know, if you could, like, make the argument that, like, he didn't really deserve – like, he 100% should have been there. He's that good. So it was truly just – there was nothing other than the personal grudge.
But everyone hates Isaiah because it goes not only that, but it goes to the Isaiah when he said, you know, if Larry Bird was a black guy, he'd just be another basketball player. Like, that whole thing. Remember he had to do the press conference? Yeah. Before, like, that was awkward.
Then, I mean, with the Knicks fans hate him. Pacers fans hate him. Like, everything he's touched other than the Pistons has become basketball shit. So, no.
Yeah. I mean, did he win a championship at Indiana?
Yes. He won. That's the thing. That's the classic case. So, he won a state title in Illinois. He won a championship in Indiana. He won two titles in the NBA. Doesn't have the Dream Team gold medal.
I saw the interviews with him and Lambeer today. He's like, if that's the reason I was off, that's not fair. It's like, of course that's the reason off, you idiot. Like, you're one of the best players of all time. I also respected Lambeer being like, fuck them. Like, I don't apologize for it.
They whined and cried for a year and a half about how bad we were for the game. But more importantly, they said we're bad people. We weren't bad people. We were just basketball players winning.
Granted, he didn't.
Are you, like, that bent out of shape by the fact that he, you know? Like,
LeBron's done it. LeBron versus the Celtics, that's when I really started. That was almost my initial, because he's such a media guy, and I skipped everything after and, like, went out. I think Pierce did it. So, no, I have no problem with it. But that's – no, I would not, like hold – I have no problem. Listen, if my guys did that to the Pistons when the Pistons finally beat us, I have fucking no problem with it.
Yeah.
Go to my favorite clip. Those
people who says nowadays that, like, it's too nice and back then they were all rough and tough, but then want them to be, like, perfect sportsmanship too. Like, who fucking cares about the handshake?
Right. I agree with that. Yeah.
And my favorite clip. Go ahead.
I was going to say the worst part for Isaiah was that little duck he did. I think that changed everything. It's like I was talking about the Elo shot last night when Elo just collapses in a heap. Yeah. That makes it million times worse. Million times worse. So just that little duck where it looked like he was being a fucking coward, I think changes everything.
That Michelangelo should put in, we're talking Pistons, anytime we do it, the Johnny Most talking about the Pistons when the Celtics played them.
He's
like my favorite. It's the dirty way they do things here. They say they don't like it. It's unbelievable.
Have been called a dirty ball club, and I can see why. This is a typical disgusting display.
But also that clip, and it must have been, I don't know if it must have been The Last Dance. I think Carl tweeted it. That guy's interview with Jordan after he hit the shot.
Right after.
Like, yeah, he's like, it's like the funniest interview of all time.
Incredible.
He's like, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Michael, you stuck it, baby. Michael, you stuck it, baby. You stuck it.
Yeah. Awesome.
There also was the clip they didn't put in that Michael Andrews, you should put in. Kevin, did you see it?
The drag.
Yeah. Joey Crawford. Like, that was the thing with back then. They didn't – the refs didn't give a fuck either. Could you imagine a ref dragging – I mean
– he's hurt. Joe Crawford is dragging him off the floor.
Pippen, I think, got knocked out. Like, he was out of that game, and he had a concussion and everything. Just dragging him. It looked like fucking the Will Ferrell movie when they're, like, not supporting his neck. He's just dragging him off the court.
I actually think, and a lot of people are saying it, when you compare, like, Jordan and LeBron, that's the biggest, like, you can't breathe on somebody now. You could hit somebody in the kneecaps with a sledgehammer and it, like, wasn't even a foul. So, like, to compare numbers when you're allowed to mug somebody is very different.
But then also, Jordan got his preferential treatment after that.
And I mean, obviously, I don't think there's a debate because I think Jordan's going to be the GOAT forever. But LeBron would – I mean, if you put LeBron in that time, like, LeBron's a fucking insane. Yeah. Like, no – there's never been a person who looks like –
I didn't know this was going to turn into LeBron.
I'm just saying there's no one who looks like LeBron. He's like 280 pounds.
Yeah, he could handle the –
that's what happens when he –
Oh, he'd be a baby about it. He'd be a baby about it. LeBron would be a baby about it big time.
Yeah, like, I mean, he'd flop all over the place.
Yeah.
He doesn't play like that. He's a fucking flopper.
He's like he's 180 pounds.
How about
1-800?
He hasn't said anything, by the way. LeBron's just silent.
Yeah.
I think he knows.
Something's coming. Something's coming.
You think
he's
so?
He's going to probably do what he did before. His top. I don't know if he did it. I saw him tweet out, I think I'm going to do my top 10 moments countdown or something.
Do you know what's going to be great, Dave? When LeBron does like something similar and he pretends to hate guys like MJ hates guys, but we all know it's fake. Because even last night you'll see it when they bring up the the famous migraine game where he had a migraine. Jordan was disgusted still to this day. He's like he's a pussy.
That was
like
tough.
His teammate. He's talking about
you do. What do you do?
Yeah. Oh, his headaches. Yeah. Like he. So LeBron is gonna have to like pretend that he hated guys the same way Jordan did because that's the best part about this documentary is Jordan's hate is so fucking real to this day.
The only hate I remember him having, obviously, I mean to Dirk, but the Celtics and obviously became teammates with Rondo. Like, Rondo fucking hated him, and KG hated him, but
yeah, but he doesn't hate back the same way.
1-800-FLOWERS. There's one person in life that's always been in your corner is your mother. So this Mother's Day, celebrate with 1-800-FLOWERS.com. Right now, when you order early at 1-800-FLOWERS, you get 30 assorted tulips for 20% off the original price. Great way to make mom feel loved when it matters most. With a bright mix of orange, yellow, pink blooms, these tulips are guaranteed to show all of the moms in your life just how much they're loved. 1-800-FLOWERS is committed to safety of their team members, your family, so all the deliveries are contactless. 30 assorted tulips for $40, $39.99 is an amazing offer, but availability is limited, so hurry and order before Friday. Don't put it off. Order early from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-FLOWERS.com. To order 30 tulips for $39.99, go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com. Click the radio icon. Enter the code RUNDOWN. That's 1-800-FLOWERS.com. Code RUNDOWN. Hurry, this offer ends Friday. We got Cavallari and Cutler breakup. I saw, Dan, you've broken up. Did you know this is coming?
I did not. I mean, I don't really talk to Jay. I saw him, obviously, the national title when we had him on PMT and we went out one night. But, yeah, I didn't – shocking. Love isn't real.
Love's dead.
Yeah, I can't tell what's going on because, and I don't know either of them that well, obviously. But they had a very nice like caption, like we'll love each other. But then there was articles like it doesn't sound like it's so harmonious at all.
And I'm pretty sure Kristen hired like the most lethal divorce lawyer in Nashville. So
yeah, so I don't think
Team J. We're Team J.
They were just like stuck down in the Bahamas or whatever, right? For quarantine.
I know. I feel like that was probably pretty awkward if they were stuck there and this had been. It seems like this has been coming for a while now. I don't know. I mean, I just know that like taping a reality show in your house every day probably is.
Yep.
Probably kind of
also memory lane. One of the first like moments of Barstool's like, whoa, what just happened? Was me and Gaz were at the swimsuit, like mm-hmm. making a video for Vodka Sky in Miami. And Kristen Cavallari was like the main lead. She was wearing like this bikini made out of Sky Vodka. Jay Cutler was there and all media was there. Like ESPN was there, Bleacher, well, whoever, everyone was there. And we were specifically told not to talk to like Jay Cutler. Like he's not talking to anybody. And then like an hour later, they came back up. And they're like, weirdly, Jay Cutler said he wants you guys to, like, sit with him. You're the only people that he'll allow, like, in his area. That was the first time I ever met him. Weird moment. Funny moment. NFL draft was this week. Any thoughts? Anything? I thought the funniest moment was probably Judy stealing the phone from
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
What'd you think about our junior analyst? How he did?
Like the pick as first predicted in my mock draft.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
Our guy was wrong. Steven, your insider was wrong.
Oh, my God. Your insider was wrong. I'm going to talk to Dave tomorrow. You're getting demoted to junior analyst.
Well, were you were the mole, clearly.
I was not. No. I swear to God. Yeah. I swear to God. Yeah. I don't know. When you went on the draft show, they had a guy on the side who was, like, tipping stuff to him. I swear to God. The guy did admit, though, he's like, I just wanted to see chaos. So yeah. he did have
– purpose?
Yes. And he had good information the whole time. Because Stephen Shea, I was – on Friday night, I was just sitting there minding my own business, and I get a text message from Stephen, like, 15 minutes before the Bears pick, and he's like, here's the pick. I was like, what? I didn't ask for this. So he was addicted to giving out his sources' information, but he's been demoted to senior analyst or junior analyst.
You
kills his boss.
You can't run a package of a guy, and he's not even drafted.
Right.
And I know it was you.
It was not me. I swear to God. I swear. Whoever did it thinks like me, but it wasn't me. But Caleb gave him, I think, a D+. He graded Stephen Shea's grades. That. Yeah. It's just such a funny dynamic because Stephen Shea actually believes that Caleb's now his boss. It's a made up title, but the draft. I don't know
that chaos when he was like looking around when you guys all knew he got it wrong.
That was very funny.
Oh my God, your insider was wrong.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm just shaking your head off.
You know, oh man, so
I love Belichick's setup and everyone. One thing I had to clarify, I almost did it, but I was caught in the other. Everyone, obviously, the Arizona guy, the good-looking guy, what's his
name? Cliff Kingsbury.
In his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, like, a bunch of, like, you know, what do they call them? GIFs or emojis or memes. They're memes. It's, like, 5 wins, 6 Super Bowls comparing, like, whatchamacallit, Kingsbury set up with Belichick. But Belichick's house is definitely – he could buy, like, 5 of those Kingsbury houses.
And I'm pretty sure Belichick purposely used probably the schlubbiest room in his house.
Well, that's just, like, a Nantucket-looking house. Like, he was in Nantucket. So, but, like, you could see that house in Nantucket, you can buy 5 of what he was – everyone's like, oh, look at this. So, let's just clarify that. But, yeah, overall, Patriots perspective, I'm glad.
Were you offended?
Yeah. Patriots perspective, I'm glad they didn't take a quarterback. I think they like Stitham. I think he's going to be a destroyer of worlds. I really do. So I'm happy with that. Also, I got a kick out. I know it's a lot. The new thing for players is just them saying they're awesome. Like the Michigan State quarterback who the Patriots signed in free agency.
So bad.
Brian Lewerke. He's like, I am an awesome quarterback. It's like, no, you are not.
Dude, your offense. I said watching Michigan State play offense the last 2 years, I'd rather be blind. That's how bad they were at offense the last 2 years.
It's not him. Good. Just he self declared. He's a Patriot, so I'm rooting for him. But
you're unless not good.
You've like gotten a lot better, you're definitely not a great quarterback. No. You were horrible.
Dude, you know who really sucks for is Jake Fromm. Remember right after the national title game? I think you agreed with me, Dave. We were like, that guy is unbelievable. If he had been able to come out after that game, he would have been a top 10 pick.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the Lewicki tweet?
I didn't see the tweet, but I know how bad he is. I watched a lot of his games. He's terrible.
He tweeted, I am a great quarterback, and I will be great. It's like, he's my guy now. He's on the team, but it's like, you guys were horrible. There's a lot of offenses that actually I'm watching. Like, how are these guys? They couldn't both. It's Iowa. Like, even
Pete Stanley.
Like Iowa offensive linemen. Like they couldn't. They couldn't do anything. Like how? What? So, I don't know. We'll see. De Blasio. Do you see this fucking De Blasio?
Oh wait. Before De Blasio, what's going on with the Goodell thing?
So it's up to $200,000. I'm going to bid to win this thing, but it's 15 days. It's not over 15 days.
Do you think they'll
deny it?
Yeah, they'll deny it.
Allow this to happen.
No chance.
But,
but then you get to make a big stink of them.
What if I bid $1 million?
I think that he'll, like, match it and fucking keep you out of it before they let this happen.
Is there also a part of you, Dave? Like, if you had to sit with Goodell for an entire game and, like, I don't know if they'd allow cameras. I don't know what they would allow.
I would definitely bring – I mean, I'd bring – what if, are they going to take my phone away?
Yeah, that probably will be the stipulation. They'll probably be like, you can't take video. You can't take camera. Like, you can't – you can get one picture. That will probably be the deal breaker.
You can't take someone's phone away.
He's inviting you into his home.
Yeah.
I paid $1 million to go into
that would actually home. Be funny if you just came in and smashed your phone before he could take it.
Well, I'm getting footage.
Is okay.
I'm coming with like eight. I would walk in. I would be doing GoPro. I'd have 19 like cameras on me. Like when someone's taking weapons away, it's like I'd have them everywhere.
One in what if he just like in your ankle, you pull out.
Don't you think that would ruin though the chase? Like, what if he just is super nice the entire time?
Is there anything Roger Goodell could say to you that would make you go like, shit, man? I never thought about it from that point of view.
No.
What if he was just super nice for 4 hours and was like, sorry.
I just peppered him with the placate questions.
What if he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. What
said about LeBron?
Fine, then I win. I take that.
What if
that's
he's like
$1 million to get him to be he's wrong. What?
What if he said he's a huge Barstool fan? Like you always said about LeBron.
Then, I mean, I wouldn't believe him, so I'd press. I would come in there with like, you know, like the fucking Ten Commandments, or like you just roll. I'd have so many questions. I would like just roll it. I would pepper this guy for like 4 hours straight.
If he could prove he was like a diehard fan, would you just concede then?
If he could prove it, yeah. I mean, I think we know he's not.
Your history. If he said, "I don't eat cheese boy because of you," that's with the laundry.
Yeah. Then I
dropping King Richard's fair quotes, doing the whole thing.
Yeah, then I would change.
Wow. Okay.
But I mean, we know that's
this is one of those things. Like the chase ends up being, you know, like if you go and do it.
Yeah, but
it's like playing one on one with Ravel. I make Ravel look good.
I would have caught like I know me, I would not just roll over. He would have to, like, I would make it very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, De Blasio, this fucking guy, walking this, he goes to Brooklyn with his wife. He's walking. Now, I get those people out. I went to get water today, and people getting fucking corona quarantine, more and more people going out. But when you're the fucking, like, fucking governor,
He's the mayor. He's a fucking idiot.
He is.
How do you sit there and lecture people and then, like, you're out?
Seriously, you guys have a park. You live in the middle of a park. You don't need to not essentially travel to Brooklyn. Come on, you wouldn't even open roads for people of all backgrounds. This is ridiculous. Like, this is the epitome of non-essential travel. You're too close to me to be socially distant.
To go for a fucking stroll. Like, it's the most non-essential thing ever. If he had to go out, fine. But to just be like, I'm going to
take He lives in, like, a mansion with a huge park. What a fucking idiot.
And then he had someone drive him to Brooklyn. I mean, that is – it's crazy. If he was just, like, out around the corner from his house, fine. But holy shit, what a moron.
What? Is he not allowed – are you not allowed to do what he's doing?
I think that –
I'm watching it.
The camera saying, like, you made someone drive you to Brooklyn.
Like I was going to say, like, he's doing what I do every day.
Yeah,
but you don't sit there and warn people that there's a fucking pandemic in the same house. Yeah.
I walk around, but I put my mask on.
He's not doing anything overly bad. It's more just like talk the talk, walk the walk.
Got it. Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. I get that.
You got to be the leader of, like, don't
stay at home
in public.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I was just making sure I'm doing the right thing.
That's it.
Wait, I thought I had something. Fuck. All Business Pete, we did.
Oh, want to hear a classic thing?
Yeah.
So, this is how bad things are going for me in songwriting. So, I decided to get involved in crude oil.
Davey crude oil, porn oil. Oh my God, I don't touch that. What are you talking
about? I'm never getting in crude oil.
That. I don't do that.
I'll never do it. I will never, ever do oil.
Crude oil is negative. Like, You're in like one of the most.
Oh, you're some heck. What? You're like the Twitter, Kevin.
No, I'm just saying. I don't know it. I'm just saying.
Kevin Crude Oil Clancy. Get out of here. I'll just call you. Hey, all right, Tex. All right, you know your Crude Oil.
No, I
don't. You're the point of the story.
I told you, Kevin. Kevin, remember I said that? It's like, if I wanted to, I'd get you in crude oil. And then that just means someone DM'd him and was like, hey, Dave, here's a crude oil tip. I know your brain, Dave. You're always going to get into crude oil.
Someone gave me a crude oil tip. Someone gave me a crude oil tip. And I was like, what the fuck? I'll just roll with it. And crude oil is so, like, tiny, the prices. But there's huge volume. So you can fuck with it. So I couldn't do the math on how much I should buy. So I bought 10,000 shares, and I just did put it in. I'm looking at it. That was the equivalent of $5,000. So I'm like, oh, I got to buy 1 million shares. So I went in, bought 1 million shares. The time that I did that, which was to figure out the math, it went from I bought the 5,000, and it went up 15%, and I missed the whole thing.
So now you own a million shares?
No, I never got it. I own 10,000 shares, which is the equivalent of $5,000.
You made
it's up 15%.
Shit. A lot of mistakes as far as like literally putting in the trades, like not your knowledge.
No, that wasn't wrong. I couldn't do the math. Like it's such a small number. I had
Why don't you have a math guy? Why don't you have a guy sitting behind you with just a fucking calculator?
It was still one that mattered. The whole fucking thing. The whole system.
Have a cig.
I'm down. What? $850,000. I don't know.
Have a seat. Take a load off.
Yeah, they're broken. They're all broken. Everything's broken. Nah, I go. No, they're broken.
You seem like you're in a better mood today.
Well, I'm only down $20,000. Usually at this time, down a $250,000.
It's all relative, baby.
I feel like I'm up when I'm down 20. I'm killing it.
Yes.
Do you just forget about yesterday? Like it's always just a new day.
No, I didn't. I had a rough weekend with it because I'm down so much. I had a rough weekend, but Penn is way the fuck up today.
I saw that. What's the news?
I don't know. Penn's up 11%. So
fuck yes, ride it, baby.
Fortnoy, you're making money.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm just a day late on everything. It's a fucking thing. All right. Now I got to go live.
See ya.
Shut this shit off.